Hello and welcome to Back Chat, your podcast all about scoliosis, yoga and back care. My name is Christine Jaregi-Berry. I'm a yoga teacher, creator of the Yoga Berry Yoga for Scoliosis community and YouTube channel, and this show is all about supporting you on your scoliosis journey. So if you're looking for practical advice and inspiration on how to manage the condition with yoga and movement, then you're in the right place. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Back Chat. Welcome to Move with Scoliosis, your channel for everything movement with scoliosis, yoga with scoliosis, Pilates with scoliosis. And I can see some of you are already tuning in, which is amazing. And obviously, welcome if you are watching this afterwards on the replay. At the moment, the schedule is that we're doing this once a month. So it's usually the first Thursday of the month where I come on and have a chat with you guys. I answer your questions. So feel free to use the chat if you're not driving, of course. Then feel free to get involved. Ask all your questions. Today, I don't have an interview guest, but last month, we had Dr. Hanscom here. We talked about pain. We talked about surgery. Next time, I've got another doctor, not a surgeon this time, a chiropractor, Dr. Tony Nalda. He's amazing. He's got really, really amazing knowledge about scoliosis. So he's going to be here next month. But today is all very, very special, of course. So let me know if you are here to celebrate with me, because that's what I'm here for really today, because my new book has finally come out. And here it is. This is what it looks like. I've been working on this. This has been in my head for a long, long time, I have to say. And then finally, last year, kind of in the summer, during the summertime, I was like, I really, really, really need to get this out. I really, really need to get this out because there's going to be so many people who will be benefiting from it. But I just needed to find a way. And I don't know if anyone here has written a book before, or it's with any big project, right? How do we fit it around everything else? So I made that decision. I got up an hour earlier every single day and I just got on with it. So I am very, very happy that it's out now here. Thank you guys. So Diana is saying congratulations, I ordered your book. Fantastic, Diana. Thank you so much for your support. Please, if you have got it, make sure to leave me a review afterwards as well. That really, really helps me to come up in the search as well. If people are searching for yoga with scoliosis or just scoliosis, that my book comes up as well. So I would really, really appreciate it. Shalina is here. Hi from Canada. Excited to get the book. Congratulations. Thank you so much. And yes, a lot of you guys have kind of been with me for such a long time, right? You have kind of seen maybe how I do things, how I've maybe changed things and maybe changed direction slightly. So I really, really am here to celebrate this with you guys, because without all of you, this book would not be out at all, or it would be a very, very short book. So so thank you so much for all your support. Natka is here. Congratulations and greetings from Brussels. Christine, can't wait to read your book. Amazing. So yes, at the moment, I know you're going to ask this. At the moment, this book is available in English, but I might be working on different translations. So I would love to hear. Obviously, I had somebody already telling me, can you do an audiobook? So I am taking requests at the moment. If this is something that you think would be beneficial for you, if you think you would like it in a different language, I'm guessing most of you are here are quite happy with English. Yeah, we never know, right? Ah, hi, Pat. Lovely to see you here. Congratulations, Christine. I ordered the book. Ah, amazing. Thank you so much, Pat. I really, really hope that you like it. And I thought I'll do a little bit of a reading today. What do you think? Let me know if that is something that you would be interested in. A lot of you have bought it already, so hopefully it's at the moment being shipped to you. So just giving you a little taster or something to look forward to as well. So at the moment, we've got the book available as kind of this paperback, and then we've got a Kindle version as well. But it does have some exercises obviously in there as well, which kind of looks like this. So I always think the Kindle version will be absolutely fine as well. But if you're somebody like me who likes to kind of flick through and go back and forth and all of that, I would recommend that you get the paperback, especially if you're thinking of kind of using this next to your yoga mat and kind of going back and forth. But everybody's different, right? That's just how I use it. Good. Shall we get into this? And again, feel free to let me know if you've got anything, if you've got any burning questions right now as well, regarding your yoga practice. So basically the way that it starts, so that the way that I've structured this, it was kind of like I started with my own story, which kind of makes sense, right? So I started with my own scoliosis story. And then I kind of went into the part where yoga then all of a sudden changed everything for me. So this is the part that I wanted to read you, which is kind of when I was in my, just to place it a little bit, I was in my kind of mid early 20s, and I was really, I did have lots of back pain. I just had come to London. I enjoyed the city very much. And I was very much into yoga. I had found that yoga was something that was beneficial. And now I really, really went for it. So at this time, I really went to every single yoga class I could find. Here we go. So after a few years of practicing yoga 3 to 4 times a week, I found that something was missing in my practice. The pain had virtually disappeared, but I still had the feeling that one side of my body was not cooperating as I wanted it to. By that time, my body awareness had become very good, so these imbalances were just becoming more and more apparent. I mentioned this to one of my regular teachers, and while she couldn't give me any specific advice, she said something that has always stuck with me. She said, "You've got to take responsibility for your back." At the time, I didn't like hearing this at all. I thought, what does she mean exactly? Is it my fault that I have scoliosis? I think it was only years after that I really understood what she meant. I had gotten into a habit of expecting others to somehow fix me. I was still running from acupuncture to chiropractors, physiotherapists, and back. I even expected my yoga teacher, who had no specific training in scoliosis, to have the solutions for me. I continued to ask questions and remember that one of my teachers printed out an article written by Elise Browning Miller. This particular article from the Yoga Journal website was a big turning point for me. I started learning more about scoliosis, practicing with Elise's DVDs, and eventually found a teacher named Adeline Chung, who taught yoga for scoliosis workshops in my local area. It was like a whole new world opened up to me. I remember reading Elise's article in Yoga Journal and being absolutely fascinated the way she explained the different types of scoliosis curves and how we can actually change each yoga pose to suit us was just amazing to me. So this is just a little part here from that part about my yoga teacher, about how I kind of got into exploring the very specific practice, yoga for scoliosis, and kind of the starting point of this book, because then I obviously very much enjoyed it so much. It made such a big difference once I started tailoring my practice, that I thought the world needs to know, right? This needs to kind of be out there in a way that people can understand it as well, and that is simple. Good, lovely. So Kathy is here. She's saying, I would love to hear reading. I'm new to this community from Washington, USA. Welcome, Kathy. So glad that you're here. Lauren is saying hi from New Jersey as well. Very exciting. Good. So I will keep reading if you enjoy this. I'm just going to kind of pick and choose some different areas here. Diana is saying, I'm certified by Elise Miller. She made a huge difference in my life. Yes, absolutely. I think for a lot of us, she was kind of the godmother of yoga for scoliosis. And she definitely hugely inspired me and still inspires me today. And I wouldn't say, so she's got a very, she's an Iyengar yoga teacher. So this was new to me. As I mentioned before, I was in the Ashtanga world to begin with. And then I kind of went into lots of different styles of yoga. So lots of different Hatha, and there was Scaravelli yoga. There was some Kundalini yoga, even somatic yoga, all the kind of mind body type of yoga things. I mean, they all are obviously, but just that exploration. It kind of went like this in my yoga journey. And I think that's just my personality as well, that I'm very curious. So I didn't stick to one lineage. I kind of went everywhere and took the things that I enjoyed. Good. So Diana is saying she's still doing regular online classes with her once a week, which is brilliant, amazing, really, really good. Okay, so I'm going into a little part of chapter 2, which is when it becomes a little bit more meaty. So we started kind of with my journey, which I think is important for context. But then we go into some of the challenges with scoliosis, and maybe some of you can relate to this. So feel free to let me know in the comments if this is something maybe you can relate to. In order to create change, we first of all have to understand what we're working with. Scoliosis is so much more than just a condition of the spine. It affects your body on a physical level, your bones, your muscles, and connective tissues. It also affects your internal organs, as they have to adjust to the space they have around them. Scoliosis affects us on an energetic level. With scoliosis, the body has to work a lot harder to be able to function effectively against the force of gravity. Maybe you find yourself getting tired easily from being on your feet or upright all day. Your muscles have to work extra hard if your spine is taking you over to one side, and this can be exhausting. Scoliosis can have an effect on how you experience the space around you, which is called proprioception. If, for example, you bump into things all the time and it's maybe not because of your bad eyesight, it might be that your proprioception is not great. A study published in 2017 confirmed this by showing that there was no significant difference between those with adolescent idiopathic scoliosis and those without to simply balance standing still. But once they started moving, that's where the differences came into play. What this might mean for your yoga practice is that a teacher might ask you to do something and you might think you are doing it, but what they see and what you feel is quite different, just like what happened to me in my ballet class. Scoliosis can also have a huge effect on us mentally and emotionally. Not only can it be physically draining, but it can also affect the way we feel about ourselves. For some, especially those where the rib rotation is very visible, it might be the way they look. For others, it might be a feeling of shame, being somehow broken or not good enough. We might be scared of the future. What if it gets worse? We might even be angry about the situation. Why me? One of my clients, who was diagnosed with scoliosis as a child, told me that her sister had spinal fusion surgery, so it was something that was in her family. As a middle child, there was not a lot that was done for her, and it didn't seem necessary as her scoliosis was considered to be mild. She came to me at the age of 69 and was really worried as she had a recent medical report which showed that she had a severe scoliosis of 61 degrees. This was different from what was mentioned in another report from 10 years ago, which mentioned a 20 degree curvature. We looked at both the reports together and found a few things that didn't add up, including the location of the curve. I said to her that there can be a big difference in how health professionals measure the curves. So we decided to disregard that first report as it was just messing with her mind and made her feel really scared that the curve would have progressed so much. Her main goal to come and see me was, in her words, to avoid ending up in a wheelchair at a later stage. So I think this part here, I did want to highlight this because there's quite a few things. Obviously, the emotions play such a big role here, that fear of things becoming worse. But then also this part of there is little knowledge about scoliosis. It is becoming better, but the mainstream GPs, doctors, they don't have that in-depth knowledge about scoliosis. So sometimes we can get conflicting information, and sometimes we can get kind of hung up on these numbers, especially when they start to talk about Cobb angles. So I really would like to encourage people, and I am going through this in this book as well, to kind of move away from the numbers and really going inside and seeing how do you feel and can you move well. Because I think what is really important, as this client was kind of describing, is that we don't end up in a wheelchair, right? That we are strong, that we can move really, really well, and that we can do all the activities that we want to do. Now, if we want to go for a long hike, we can do that. Or in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years time as well. So really that was kind of what I had at the back of my mind for this book, to give you all the tools that this is possible, that it doesn't have to get worse and that we can still be well in our bodies. Good. So Sarah's saying, I have spinal fusion, I can balance really well. I just cannot bend. Yes, absolutely. With spinal fusion. So this brings me to another point. So I have a whole chapter about spinal fusion in this book as well. There are just some additional considerations with spinal fusion, of course. So yes, you cannot bend in certain areas of the spine. You might even have a long fusion where literally from the neck down towards the base of the spine, completely fixed. They don't really do that anymore nowadays if they can avoid it. But of course, that's absolutely possible. So there is a whole chapter in this book which is talking about spinal fusion and what to do when you walk into a yoga class, right? And the teacher might not know about scoliosis. And just to give you the tools that you are confident to make your adjustments how you need to make them, and change your practice so it suits you rather than the other way around. Good. Lovely. I'm just reading your comments here right now. So there we go. There was another part that I thought might be interesting. But yeah, I just wanted to give you kind of a little bit of a overview what you can find in it, right? So it's definitely all about, you know, understanding scoliosis, kind of the nitty-gritty of it. We talk about that. There's a lot of kind of visual things to explain it, to make it really, really clear. And then we go into the practice, which is really what is the most important thing, right? Yoga is a practice. Reading the book isn't quite enough. You want to take the book, take it to your yoga mat, and then practice with the book. That is really, really the most important part of it. And this is how I learned yoga as well. It's an exploration, right? It's not about doing three things and then your scoliosis disappears. Those of you who are here, you know that this is not how it works. It's about finding a practice that is safe, that is productive, so that we're making sure we're doing all the right things to set ourselves up for the long-term future, that it doesn't get worse, of course. But finding a way that this is balancing whatever else is going on in our lives as well. So to me, yoga is not just about improving my scoliosis, even though that is one part of it, but it's also, have I had a particularly bad day? How do I feel energetically? What else is going on? Have my kids just been really awful the whole day and I need kind of collect my thoughts and I need to take some time out for myself again? So this is why there is a whole kind of scientific part about this. And you guys who have been following me for a while, you know that I like to speak to health professionals. I speak to people who come from a science background, because that's not my background, to kind of give us that the background and making sure that we are doing all the right things. But there is also this intangible part, and this is what the next thing I wanted to read you, which is about intention, and it's about the energetic benefits of yoga. Okay, so Diana's asking, how many chapters are in the book Table of Contents? So let me give you a little overview of that. So we've got 8 chapters in total. So I don't know if you can see it here, right there. So I try to be as structured as possible. So it's about understanding scoliosis, understanding your curve, and then we go into the yoga part of it. What do we need to understand about yoga? What do we need to avoid? How do we modify things? What do we do in a general yoga class that is not specifically for scoliosis? Then we've got the spinal fusion chapter. And then it goes into the poses. And that is really a big part of this. And I did, so how this is maybe slightly different. It's mainly yoga poses. I did sneak in a couple of Pilates exercises as well. And I have a whole chapter about restorative yoga, because that, in my opinion, is one of the biggest pieces. And Diana, if you're practicing with Elise, she is also very much proponent of restorative yoga poses as well. Do you use props in the poses? So yes and no. I'm going to say yes, there are props, but minimum, right? I really try to make this accessible to everyone. So things that I use are yoga blocks and a yoga strap. In the restorative yoga, this is a little bit different. There's much more things there. So I use a bolster and I use some blankets in there as well. But really, I try to make this as simple as possible so that you have no excuse. You can do this even if you're traveling, if you're going somewhere, if you're in a hotel room, you will have things that you can do. You don't need your whole yoga kit to be able to do these things. Okay. You ready for a bit more? Let me know. And I think props are very, very useful. And obviously, if you are practicing Iyengar yoga, you are very familiar with using props. But sometimes it can get a little bit too much. And then if it starts to distract from what we're actually trying to do and making us kind of be scared of doing anything, or giving us an excuse, I can't do it because I haven't got my things around, then it's a little bit of a problem. So that's the reason why I keep it simple. And really, that is another kind of that was another kind of goal for me creating this book, to keep it simple. I wanted to make sure that you concentrate, or you have all the best yoga poses that are the most kind of productive for scoliosis, in a very accessible way. There's always different levels as well. So depending on how familiar you are already in your, or how, I don't like the word advanced, because I don't think somebody can be kind of really physically advanced in these yoga poses, but then mentally not, and maybe not in the awareness part. So I don't like the word advanced, but there are different levels, so that you have different options, basically. Okay, so this part is basically, this is before the yoga poses, and in this part I really go through the practice principles. So the principles of how I chose the poses that I chose, what is important to kind of to know before you start practicing, and then how, just describing how I structured them. So there's always kind of an introduction, and then there's a part about intention and energetic benefits, which is what I'm reading to you right now. What you get out of an exercise or yoga pose depends on the intention that you bring to it. This is how you start making the practice work for you, rather than just trying to achieve different poses. Bridge pose is a great example of this. It's a pose that is often used in physiotherapy and gym exercises to strengthen the glutes and hamstrings. It features in both yoga and Pilates classes. We lie on the back with the feet flat and lift the hips off the ground. What exactly we get out of the pose depends on the intention that we bring to it. Do I want to warm up the spine and mobilize my joints? Do I want to prepare the body for stronger backbending poses and open the muscles of the front of the body? Do I want to strengthen my hips and work on stability? Do I want to strengthen my leg muscles? Always ask yourself why you're practicing a specific pose. It might just be pure enjoyment, and that's okay too. I have included a suggested intention for each post to give them a specific focus, help you get the most out of it, and help you understand why you might want to practice it. Energetic benefits. Every yoga pose has a certain energy that is, of course, subjective. You might have worked with the seven chakras in your yoga classes, so this might all sound familiar to you, and you might have noticed that you feel a certain way after a yoga practice. In yoga, we can use the poses to feel a certain way and effectively manipulate the nervous system. A pose or practice can make you feel grounded and safe. It can make you feel energized, like after having a shot of espresso, or it can make you feel calm and relaxed. While the energetic benefits are purely based on experience rather than anatomy or science, I wanted to include them as I think they are so important for us with scoliosis. A lot of our experiences are individual, and we are so much more than just muscles and bones. When you know how a pose might affect your energy, you can use it to your advantage and to create more balance for yourself. Good. Kathy is asking, could you show a page with a pose? Let's see. So I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you one of them. So this is the, there's a warrior three here, for example. So it's probably hard to see, but this is always the way that it's structured. So we've got an introduction. We've got what practice principles this kind of relates back to, the intention, energetic benefits, and then obviously the how-to. And here, especially in this one, you've got some easier ways of how to do the poses. We've got some watch points, and then we've got some breathing cues as well. So some of those poses have some little cues about concave sides and convex sides. And obviously, if you studied with Elise, you will be familiar with these points. Once you read this book, you will also be familiar with these terms as well. But it makes this so much more specific rather than saying, what are the poses for a C-curve? What are the poses for an S-curve scoliosis? Because they are all the same poses at the end of the day. It's how you do them. It's how you do them rather than what exactly you do. And if you go through the ones that I've suggested here, you know this is not the end, right? There's so much more you can explore. But they are going to teach you all the things that you know, that you need to know for any of the other bigger, maybe even more advanced, more complicated movements in yoga as well. But we have to start somewhere, right? And we have to kind of really take it back to basics and really think about how we do those things to make them work for our specific curvature. So not just even saying I've got an S curve, it's not specific enough. You need to know more, right? Which one is the, what are the compensations? What is the body doing exactly? Is my body shifting? Are the hips over to one side, to the other side? Is it the rib cage that is driving? So all these things are really, really important. And this is really why I've written this book. Making it accessible and trying to keep it simple for everyone. Good, lovely. Thank you, guys. So I really, really appreciate all your support. Please do let me know if there's any kind of versions, languages, whatever you'd like to see next. If you've bought the book, thank you so much for your support. And please leave me a review. My plea for today. And yes, Thank you so much. And I will see you very soon. So remember, next time we've got Dr. Tony Nalder. That is the first Thursday of next month. And really looking forward to speaking with him as well. Bye, everyone.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, I would be super grateful if you could leave me a 5-star rating and review, which will help me to create lots more amazing content. If you have any questions or suggestions, reach out to me on Instagram at yogaberry.scoliosis or visit my website at www.yogaberry.net.